With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. For the last 5 years, conservation, cultural, and business and political leaders from Montana, Alberta, and British Columbia have been getting together to talk in the annual Roundtable on the Crown of the Continent. This year, the Roundtable Conference happens at the University of Montana, Wednesday through Friday. I spoke with one of the conference's organizers, Mary Sexton.
Mary Sexton, thank you for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
My pleasure to be here.
You've participated in all five previous roundtable conferences on the Crown of the Continent. Why do you keep going to these, and why are you excited about this one?
Because it really is focusing on enduring values and the good work that's been done around the Crown by a lot of people in their communities and on the landscape over the last many years. But we're looking really forward to the next generation. We're here at a university campus, and there are a lot of young people who hail from around the Crown. They might live in Choteau, or they might live up in the Flathead, and they may not know all the good work that's been done and really the treasured landscape that they live in. So I think this is going to be an opportunity to bring in folks that may not be aware of all of the activities that are going on.
These conferences are focused on the landscape, and there's a lot of talk about conservation and natural resources, but it's not just a landscape or natural resources kind of discussion, right?
Not at all. You know, and I think that's the really value of the roundtable. It really is the people who live here and the communities that are here, the history that's here, the cultures who've been here. We gather together to talk about this wonderful place we live, the communities we live in, the businesses we're involved in, and how do we maintain not just the landscape, but the quality of life that we have, the economic opportunities that we have, and how do we celebrate the cultures and the history that is a part of our fabric.
So tell me more about that quality of life that you mentioned and how this conference and previous conferences have tried to address that and I guess, sustain that.
We do have a quality of life and a place, a landscape that is healthy, but facing challenges. And I think we all recognize that. We want to maintain what we have in the sense of our communities and our land and our economic opportunities. And we have a lot of those, but we need to be aware of the challenges and how we might together better deal with those challenges.
You know, not everybody who lives here agrees necessarily on what's best for the quality of life for the region. And I wonder if some of those diverse points of view are going to be here. Is this an event where everybody just gets together and talks about how much they love the Crown and how awesome it is, or does it get heated?
There are good discussions, and I think that's something that we have worked hard on. We bring in people, whether it's speakers and hopefully attendees at the conference, who have varying points of view.
Like who?
Folks from the ag sector or folks from local government and federal government. From tribes who don't always necessarily have the same point of view and have often been at a negotiating table, hopefully elsewhere, talking about difficult things. As an example would be the water compacts for two of the tribes within the Crown, the Blackfeet Nation as well as the Confederated Salish Kootenai. And I think as we listen to those stories and we explore what went on, and we have different parties from those compacts that are here, whether it's from the state, whether it's from the tribe, whether it's from irrigators, that those of us that weren't maybe intimately involved can get a sense of really what was achieved in coming to an agreement.
One of the criticisms I hear about conferences is that, well, it's just a bunch of talk. And it sounds like that's kind of the whole point of this one. And you think that a lot can be accomplished by people getting together and talking, right?
That's a very good question. And I think many of our partners are on the ground in their communities, whether they're a county commissioner, whether they're part of a watershed group, that have their local efforts where they are accomplishing things on the ground, accomplishing things with one another. But they always don't know what's happening on the other side of the divide or north of the border or in one of our tribal or First Nations reserves. And so to share that information and share those stories, I think in the long run is very, very valuable. A good example is dealing with aquatic invasive species. I know it seems boring, but a lot of work has been done, particularly in the Flathead, on how they can have inspection stations. Well, our friends from Alberta, through the Crown Roundtable and the Crown Managers Partnership, found out about what we're doing here in the Flathead side and in the state of Montana for aquatic invasives. And so they now are adopting some of our policies, some of our approaches, because they realize that if we can keep the quagga mussel away, whether you're in Montana or BC or Alberta or on the Blackfeet Reservation or you're down in the Blackfoot Valley, it's really important, and we need to share with each other those things that work and see if they can be implemented in different parts of the Crown.
As we've said, the roundtable, these conferences focus on culture, community, and conservation. What's happening at the conference this year that will address cultural issues?
Well, actually, we're having a big celebration. Here in the UM campus is the Native American Center, which is a beautiful place, I think a spiritual place. And we're having a celebration for many of the activities that have occurred with our tribal partners, both here and in Alberta. We're looking at celebrating the Anee Initiative, which is really a bringing back the Buffalo Initiative, which it's not just one tribe, it's across tribal boundaries. That's really related to the basic foundations of many of our tribal and First Nation peoples. We're celebrating the acquisition of the Kerr Dam, which is quite a feat for the Salish and Kootenai. The water compacts that I mentioned before. So we have a tribal celebration on Thursday at noon where we are honoring those tribal and First Nation partners and the great accomplishments they've had in the last couple years.
When we talked previously, you sounded pretty excited about part of this year's conference that's aimed at young business entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. What's that about and why do you think that's important?
We have three young examples of business folks here in the Missoula area that are not necessarily in a natural resource management business or a recreational business, but their business is here because people enjoy the amenities and what the Crown of the Continent has to offer. They like to go up to Glacier. They like to go to the Flathead. They enjoy the Bob Marshall. They enjoy the Blackfoot River. And I think that that's something economically that the Crown offers, the really spectacular landscape that we have here. And so I think having these young business entrepreneurs come in and talk a bit about the opportunities that you have here recreationally and to be out of doors and because of really, again, the incredible landscape that we have.
Goes back to that quality of life that you talked
Absolutely.
About. Absolutely. If there's this shared sense of quality of life that has keeps so many of us here, brings many of us here, keeps many of us here, what's so hard about maintaining that? If everybody agrees this is an awesome place to live and we want to keep it that way, what's so hard about maintaining that?
Well, we have a lot of challenges, whether it's right here in the Crown or in the North American continent or even worldwide, that we look at that deal with our landscapes and the quality of those landscapes, the health of those landscapes, and the health of the communities in those landscapes. Drought. I think that's something that's in everybody's plate. I know I have irrigation, and I was cut off early this year. That's a big deal. The Blackfoot River and the Blackfoot Challenge have been very successful in dealing with drought management, and that's going to be one of the stories that's going to be told in actually a field trip talking about the different methods that the irrigators use, that the fishermen and the irrigators are working together to look at a scarcity of water. And I think that's something in coming years we all recognize we're going to face.
If members of the public are interested in coming to the conference to listen or to participate, is there a way for them to do that?
Absolutely. We have the crownroundtable.org. You can go onto our website and you can sign up for the conference. Or if you're here in Missoula and want to come, you can stop by our registration desk. We'll be here at the University Student Center. And we have actually a film night on Wednesday night. There are differing segments.
So you have the agenda there in front of you. Is there any one particular session or talk or discussion that you're particularly excited about?
I think there are two breakout sessions on Thursday that I think offer really good cross-sections of what's going on in the Crown. For example, in the Thursday morning session, that would be on the 17th, we have breakout sessions that are talking about cross-cultural capacity building from the Blackfeet tribe and how they've been working with folks cross-culturally on various projects. And that also is best practices in large landscape conservation. Another section on tribal languages, lost and found. And in the afternoon one, Governor Bullock's going to be coming and making some remarks. And then the afternoon session's about communicating our story and the Crown of the Continent. And here we have folks from the School of Journalism Lab here who have over the last year been out searching Crown of the Continent stories, community stories, conservation stories, cultural stories. We have the story of the geotourism map, which has really become a real tourism tool for people who visit our area, whether it's Glacier or Waterton or the Flathead. They like to go places that have particular local flavor, local interests. So that's the geotourism map. And we'll also have a segment talking about authors of the Southwest Crown, including Jim Welch, A.B. Guthrie, and others, so that those that maybe aren't the readers can get an idea of some of the authors who've written about this area and read some really good books. So hopefully that will be another opportunity.
Mary Sexton, thanks for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Mary Sexton is one of the organizers of this year's Roundtable on the Crown of the Continent Conference. It runs Wednesday through Friday at the University of Montana.